Hello everyone, welcome back. I hope everyone had a great few weeks with their loved ones or unluckily tucked away fighting COVID. As I mentioned way back in 2021, I decided to take a little break from posting over Christmas and New Year's holiday seasons. This will be my first post and first podcast back. I'm feeling refreshed, I'm feeling excited. Jump back into the ever-spinning hamster wheel of online content. Thank you to everyone over the break who actually continued to listen to the podcast and read my articles and crap, because even over, you know, the few weeks there where I wasn't producing content, we didn't flatline. There were still just as many, in some cases a little bit more, views, listens, whatever the numerical value is. And I really appreciate that, because honestly, I thought it was being a little bit annoying. The blog post that this is attached to, whether you're reading through it and listening to it on the website or whether you're just a Spotify friend, it'll be attached to my first blog post back, which is basically just going to be a little bit of a catch up over, you know, what went on over the Christmas holidays, what I'm kind of looking forward to next year, and any little plans, little fun preparations for the new year. If you're someone who's kind of getting the podcast versions from the blog posts themselves, and I don't know, maybe it helps you read through it or something. I mean, I think that's why I started doing it. But if you'd prefer me to just read out what's going on in the blog post instead of sort of go off on my tangents, please let me know. I don't know. I'm bored. I'm trying new things. It's a new year. New year, new stuff that I'm gonna play around with. So yeah. First things first about the new year. I like to kind of set the vibe. I only did it last year and this year, and I'm gonna talk about it as if I do it every single year, but I might do it every year from now on. But I generally make like a playlist of like the vibes that I want in the new year. And generally that means taking a little break from like all of my little sad, twinkly, slow paced songs and trying to find some more upbeat ones, because, you know, by December I'm tired of the year. I'm listening to Phineas, I don't know, but I made a new one. I also made a Pinterest board, obviously, which has kind of, you know what, you can go onto the website and you can have a look at it, frankly, but I like it because it's different, because last year was very like bright coloured, lots of greens, very self-care oriented. This year it's all chaos, baby. It's all slightly nostalgic, kind of blurry, bright colours but like at night time kind of vibes. I'm having fun, okay? If the pandemic wants to steal my early 20s, so be it, but I'm gonna do my best to have fun. And I think that the Pinterest board really reflects that vibe. For the most part, it's mostly like photography inspiration. It's kind of the vibe that I want to sort of visually pay attention to. But it's also like an emotional vibe. You know, it's what I want. It's manifesting. I don't know if you just heard my phone buzz, but I just got another COVID-19 case alert. Case location alert. I've gotten 4 of those in the last few days, because it is running rampant through Wollongong and, I mean, all of New South Wales, really. But I have somehow dodged COVID so far. But that's okay. That's okay. We're just gonna keep rolling through. But if anyone knows where to find, like, rapid antigen tests, do let me know. Anyway, moving on. So I went home for Christmas. And I am proud to announce that that means that I have finally made the trip home and the trip back to Wollongong by myself without crashing into a truck, which is phenomenal because I've really never done that before. I was shocked by how calm I was. But I stopped at a handful of times, either in the name of Chicken McNuggets or to take in the scenery around me. If you've ever seen the Hydro Majestic, if you've gone through the Blue Mountains, then it is this massive, beautiful old hotel in the Blue Mountains, obviously. So I stopped there. I stopped at Lithgow Macca's because they somehow always, always have the best nuggets I've ever had. I don't know what it is, whether they're near a distribution center or like what's going on, but Lithgow Macca's, you're amazing. You've never steered me wrong. When I pulled up to the Hydro Majestic, something really stupid happened. Something really dumb happened. Before I left my car, I sort of, you know, it was kind of hot, so I left my windows down a crack. And I had this half-drunken can of Coke. And I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna go take my photos, I'll be back in a minute. My car's like the only car park in the parking lot at this point. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna wind down the little windows a little bit, keep the car cool, and I'm just gonna put this can of drink on top of my car. I think I've gotta come get that when I come back. So I go off, I take my photos. I come back and someone has stolen my can of Coke. That's just a really weird thing to do. Like, my windows were wound down. I had like several expensive things inside my car, not including my actual car. And you as a thief are going to take my can of Coke, my half-drunken can of Coke, in a time like this. In unprecedented times such as these, you are going to steal a half-empty can of Coke off the roof of a car. And you might be thinking, Tanisha, what if it just blew off? And to that I say, I would know if it blew off, there would be Coke everywhere. There wasn't. Somebody stole it. But moving on. It was lovely to go home and spend time with my loved ones and not have to use Waze to get anywhere. Admittedly, I don't know the street names in Dubbo, but I don't need to. Anywhere I am, I know I can find my way back. I ate a lot of Christmas ham, which of course is the best and most important part of any Christmas. I did some little photography jobs here and there, took some videos for some people, went to the zoo like a little tourist, you know, lived my life. I ruined my skin by eating chocolate for breakfast and I played a lot of Candy Crush. Good times. I did also get a film camera for Christmas. It is a beautiful little Pentax 1000 and I took a roll of photos on ISO 400 film while I was home. I wish I could show you those photos. I wish I could post them. I wish I could talk about whether they turned out or not, but I have not had them developed. I'm looking for somewhere to develop them quickly. So if anyone knows anywhere in Wollongong that develops photos, to let me know. I already went to Kmart. They said if you do it, it's gonna take like 3 months, and I'm not into that. I don't like waiting. But in the meantime, I did make a reel about little videos that I took while I was in Dubbo. So if you wanna jump on the Instagram, or if you're not already on the website, then you can go watch that if you like. But I'm not gonna like read out the link. That would be weird. I lived in Dubbo from like the ages of like 10 to 18. And I finished up hating it. It's actually, you know, a fairly sizable town, but it behaves in the way that a small town would. Everybody knows everyone. You understand where everything is. And after the first like 2 or 3 years, it gets really, really boring. You can only go to the zoo so many times and pretend like you are shocked by the elephants. You know, there's stuff to do, but you do get bored of it. And then you move away. And then you get stuck in lockdown for 6 months, so you don't get to come home. And then you get to make the decision to come home. And then it's so much better and so different. Because there's such a specific feeling to like being home for Christmas. It's really weird to step back into a space that made you who you are and observe all the ways that it's changed and all the ways that it's stayed the same. There's so much comfort in knowing everything, like knowing where every store is, knowing where the way there and the way home is. I could be anywhere in Dubbo and I'd know my way home. And I guess knowing your friends and your family and all of the context of their lives, and it's all so close. And then there's this also this really weird discomfort with any part of that changing, even if you resented it for being so boring. It's kind of like you got to the end of the book and then someone rewrote the first chapter and you're like, what? So I wrote down a little piece which you can see on the website, but I guess I will also read it to you. So you're going to pretend that we're at like a fancy poetry night, and then when I'm done you can like click, you know, in, I don't know, appreciation or applause. I'm going to get into that. It's called Hometown Thoughts, which is super unoriginal, but that's the point. Driving around at sunset with nowhere to be but the back seat, filling the car with laughter and the pure joy laced between the lines of country songs that haven't kissed my ears in months, years even. Driving past the grapevine, deciding not to drop in for the avocado toast that I've come crawling back to since 2017. Reconsidering whether it's my favourite or if it's simply my go-to. Is there a difference? They moved to the cafe where I learnt to make coffee, a certification I've never once put to use, but I met that really nice girl with the catty headband, Eliza, I'm sure that's her name. Driving to my comfort petrol station, using nozzle number 5. Driving through new intersection, replacing those death-defying roundabouts. Driving to my best friend's house mindlessly, missing the last turn out of muscle memory. Driving to the supermarket I used to work at, being ignored by the people who watched me grow, being remembered by the baker who makes my favourite sandwiches. Chicken salad, no beetroot, no carrot, lots of mayonnaise. Won't be too long. My childhood home with brand new curtains. The warmth of home and the heat blistering away on my shoulders. The discomfort of the top bunk and the scent of my past selves resting there. The faint accidental acknowledgement of God in casual conversations. The wild animals at the zoo, not the tiger, the turtle who moseyed into the pen. The coloured lights that I helped hang up 2 years ago at a friend's place, now covered in spiderwebs. The sign that I didn't quite stop at last year. No time is wasted in the fog between Christmas and New Year's. You know what the main cause of cold sores are? Asked my mum. The same thing she's told me every year. Stress. I'm not stressed. I know where everything in this town is. Except my keys. Where on earth do I put my keys? You all better be clicking. Click, 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 click. It's not my best work, but I mean it. It is genuine. So, anyway. On to the new year. This will undoubtedly be, you know, its own year with its own set of challenges, but I have a good feeling about it. I think it's going to be a really big year for me in terms of finally seeing the fruit of my labours. I'll be in my third year of university, hopefully doing an internship next semester. I'll be turning 21 in May. Hopefully COVID doesn't stop me from having my party or an internship. And at the moment, I mean, COVID is, as I said, just running rancid, but I'm hopeful that life will become a little bit more livable and I won't have to keep putting everything on pause. I have a few little events that I'm looking forward to. I'm supposed to be seeing Pacific Avenue in February. Montaigne is playing the O Week Festival, which is cool. And I'll sort of continue to buy concert tickets as I know that, you know, events aren't going to be cancelled, because that breaks my heart. I got some projects I'm working on. I'm hoping that 2022 is going to be the year that I get to make enough money to sustain buying tickets to everything. I don't like the term resolutions. I will get into that next week, but I don't like this idea that we have to be like endlessly productive and endlessly self-bettering, and you know, like this whole idea that you're always supposed to be working on yourself and getting better kind of just needs to, you know, be a self-acceptance thing, not a getting better thing. But I did write out some New Year's goals of mine just to sort of steer my way. And I did also write up some 2022 predictions. That is something I saw on TikTok where you just kind of make a list of things that you think might happen this year. It's kind of like a betting game. I think, like, if anyone wants to put money on it, I'm down for that. But at the end of the year, I can at least look back and laugh, or I can bask in the glory of being correct. But that's that. You can see the very pretty little graphics I've made of my non-resolutions and predictions if you go and look at the blog post. I'm really pushing you to do that, but there's a lot of like visual elements to this one. But I'll tell you, so I'll just read them out. So my stuff to do in 2022 rhymes. One, read an actual book here and there. I have a terrible habit of reading half of a book and never finishing it, but I might get to the end of one of them. I did get Connor Franta's new book over the holidays, so I think that'll be the book I finish. I want to eat more fruit and vegetables, drink more water, which I'm already working on and absolutely thriving at. But I did also get a COVID notification for the fruit market that I went to the other day, so it does seem a little bit cursed. Maccas would never do this to me. I want to try and make more money through photography jobs. I've made, I guess, a little here and there, but definitely not as much as I'd like to be, and not consistently as I'd like to be. I want to do more art and more music. I want to focus on hobbies that are in no way helping me academically or professionally. I love photography and I love writing, but music and art are just those things where I'll probably never do a lot with them, but they're just like good for me. And number five is have fun. I need to have fun. I've been too serious. And I gotta have fun before I can't have fun anymore. So the whole, you know, name of this year is fun. 2022 predictions. Number one, the Queen's gonna die. I really do believe that. I think the Queen's gonna die. It's gotta happen at some point. Two, Elon Musk and Grimes get back together. I think I just want that to happen. I don't know. Number three, bright red and like bright orange, or like rusted orange red. I think it's gonna have a big comeback, like aesthetically, you know what I mean? Like the whole teal and orange Instagram filters, I think that's gonna resurge in a certain way. Number four, the resurgence of the rat's tail. Do you remember when people used to do that little, like tiny little braid at the back of the head, like boys mostly? I think that's gonna be a thing in some sense. And then Gladys for PM. I don't think it's gonna happen, but I would really like it if it did. So, yeah. But that's all I have to say for today. Thank you for listening. I will make another one whenever I do that. I'm still sort of planning out what I'm going to write about this year, and it's not all set in stone in case other exciting projects I'm working on have to take up a little bit more of my time. But you'll definitely hear more about that as things get finished. Not to be cryptic, but yeah. Don't forget to like, subscribe. I think on Spotify you can like do a star rating now. I don't know, I think a different podcast I was listening to said that. I don't know how it works, but you should check that out. Comment, just talk about me to your friends or something, I don't know. Maybe message me, just check in, be like, hey girly, how you doing? Thank you so much for being here. It's gonna be a good one. Bye.